From HGTV, Samantha Pitt. Hey, she's on the show. Good morning,
Hi.
Samantha. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. You're having a lot of fun over there.
Well, you know what? Sometime mimosas are called for on an Easter Monday, and that's what we're doing here. But I have to say, you're going to be one of the special guests going on this weekend, 50th anniversary of the show. And it just, spring is in the air, isn't it?
Like, it's such a great time in decorating, too. So, like, the flowers are starting to bloom, and colors starting to happen, and sunshine, and I don't know, it's when people really start thinking about what am I going to do with the home.
Yeah, for sure. So I believe, Samantha, that you'll be on stage twice this coming Saturday. Is that correct?
That's right, 12 and 3.
Mm-hmm. And so
see me.
What are the main questions that people ask you, Samantha? I mean, you get stopped on the street or you get stopped at these events. What are people ignorant about or they need more details on or how to do something big?
Well, you know, often it's about where to start. And usually it's related to the kitchen and the bathroom. Those are the big renos. They're the stressful ones. I mean, the kitchen is completely understandable, but the bathroom is a tiny space. And even though it's tiny, it costs almost as much money and it's just as much stress. So it's all about, you know, where to start. And I always say, do not swing a hammer or move a thing until you have a plan. You've got everything in place. You know where you're going. And then to be flexible.
Celebrity guest from HGTV, Samantha Pitt, here on the Mix Morning Show. And we're talking about getting set for the Home and Lifestyle Show that's coming up this weekend. When you're out and about, I mean, water is always that kind of focus for a lot of people. You talk cottages. So many people in this area are cottagers because of the Bay of Quinte and the Maguire River and everything. What is the main thing people can do to really spruce up some of the value on their home, on their property?
Oh my goodness, there's so many great things. But I think that, you know, it's the small refreshes. So maybe it's, you know, get a fresh coat of paint, creating a beautiful seating area in the living room. Maybe it's in the kitchen, it's just changing the countertop because, you know, like often we don't want to go with a big giant reno. You want to start relaxing in the cottage. So it's not necessarily the time to start completely demoing because before you know it, the summer's gone. So it could just be adding a new backsplash, changing the faucets, new cabinet hardware, giving the cabinets a coat of paint. And sometimes that really takes, you know, a space to the next level. And it's those small things that really, you know, make a place sing and make a big difference, surprisingly.
Oh, okay. So Samantha, just a quick question over here. I'm in the middle of redecorating my living room and I'm just stunned. What colors are now in fashion? I know gray was in for a while. So what's up with that?
Oh, it's interesting because yes, gray, you're absolutely right. Then it moved to grayish and now we've moved back to beige and a lot of whites and sort of tone on tone, taupes and creams. That had a moment and it's still having its moment. At the same time, people want colors. So they're looking for greens, for shades of blue, which I'm so glad is back, especially for people who live near the water. Anything that's sort of nature inspired. So if you can walk outside and you see like a beautiful shade of yellow or a pink or a plum, you know, it's interesting with trends because they come and go and you really got to go with what speaks to you. So I always say flip through magazines, head on to Pinterest or Instagram and look at what speaks to you. Look at photos with abandon, gather them up, and then you'll see recurring things. And because we're generally drawn to what we love. And so if you're seeing a lot of pale pinks and maybe greens, then go with that. It doesn't matter what your family says, your friends, or, you know, your neighbor who's got a flair for design. You've got to go with what you love.
QuinteHomeBuilders.com. It's the 50th Quinte Home and Lifestyle Show with celebrity presenter, designer, and HGTV Canada host Samantha Finch. She's going to be on location. We appreciate you joining myself and Miriam here on the Mixed Morning Show. We'll see you on Saturday.